about her, it spoke bad about her mother. That's what she was, a real zayna. Rashi devlayim means Rashi shtei dibur, by two different words. It means doyna, bas doyna. So that they spoke bad about her and about her mother also. That's who Hosea got married to. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says another pshat. What does the pasuk mean? Goyner. What was the name called Goyner? Shematuka befiha kol kidvelim. That she was sweet in everybody's mouth like a date. In other words, everybody liked her to have znus with her. Everybody spoke about her. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Shakil, Doshin, Bo, Kedavla. No, this is also the same thing. Everybody has znus with her, with dash, went into her like you're pressed down on a date. Dovarach, another pshat, Goyner. What do you mean her name was Goyner? Omar Rabbi Yehuda. They want to like wipe out all the money from Klal Yisrael, like to wipe out, take them, make them worthless. And the Yechonon Nama Bizizu Vigomru. They take a tried and they finished it. Shenema, the pasuk says in Malachim, Ki Avdom Melech Harom destroyed like Klal Yisrael, but Yisimim Ki Yofer, and he made them like dust, but they took away all the money from Klal Yisrael. Back to the pasuk says by Hosea, so Hosea listened to Hashem and he got married to Goymer Bas Devloyim. Vatahar, the pasuk says, Vatel Loiben. Right away he had a son. But Yemer Hashem Elov, Hashem told Hosea, Kroshmoy Yisrael. That's what you should call him. Why? Ki Oid Mayat, a little bit more time. If a karati has the name Yisrael, I'll base Yehu. I'll take back his blood like I'm based Yehu. Vihishbati Mamlochay's base Yisrael. And I'll destroy Vishbati Mamluchay's base Yisrael. I'll destroy the Malachim of Klal Yisrael. Vatara, then he gave birth again. His wife came pregnant again. Vatelet Bas. Now this Goyma gave birth to a daughter. Vayomelo, Kosh Baruch Hu told Hosea, Kroh Shema Loi Ruchama. Call her name Loi Ruchama. Ki loy oisif oid arachim as Bes Yisrael. I won't have any more Rachmonas and Klal Yisrael. Like, I'll listen to you. That's what you, Hosea, told me to do. You told me to do is take a different nation. So call your daughter Loi Ruchama. Don't have any Rachmonas on her. Kinosa Esulhem, that I won't forgive them. Vatar Batelet Ben, then she became pregnant the third time, and he gave birth to a second son. Vayoyme Kroshima Loyami. Call your son Loyami, not my nation. Kiyatem Loyami, because I'm not your nation, like you're not from our nation. Vanochi Loyaye Lochem. And I won't be for you. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu told the Shea to do, and these are the three children he had. If Hosea had now two sons and one daughter from his wife, a goyner, is Omalei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu told Hosea to Hosea. He told him like this: Lohoy locho lil made me Moshe Rabcha. You should learn now from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekiven shetibarti imoy. As soon as the Kodesh Baruch Hu started to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, pirash minisha. He was perished from his wife. So afat to you also. Get rid of your wife right now. Give her a get right now. Get rid of her. Is all my lawyer? Because Hashem told about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shlalim. Yesh li bonim imenu, but I have children from her. V'yena niyachol loytziyah. I can't get rid of her. V'loy legarsha. I can't give her a get either. So the Mashal is Mazlag. What did Hashem say? So what if he had children? Why can't he give a get? Halacha is even if you have children, you can also give a get. So he's one of the Mashal explains that Hashem was worried though. Who was his wife? His wife was a zayna. So he was afraid of give her a get. Everybody would say, you know why he gave her a get? Because he found out that the children weren't his children. The children were from some different men. So that's why Hosea was giving her a get. And it'll be mighty laws on her children. So that's why Hosea said, I can't give her a get because I have children. And if I give my wife a get, now everybody will say, the reason why I gave her a get is because some of these children weren't from me. They're from somebody else. So Hosea says, I can't give her a get. I have to stay married to them to prove that they're my children. Is Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it won't help you anything anyway. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, O ma ato, ma dechyu, shishtecha zoyna, your wife is a zoyna, O bonecha b'nei zenunim, and your children also, even if you think they're your children, who says they're your children? It's very possible, even though you married with her, she still has nus with other people, she still lived with other people. So it could be the children are not from you, the children anyway are from somebody else. Like you're saying you don't want to give a get because you want to prove to everybody that they're your children. And who says they're your children? Mesamish, she was with other people also. And Sarkosh Baruch is telling Hosea, Madach, in such a case, you stam get married to a zayna. And who says your children are your own children? V'yei not to yedaya. Im shelachohen, and you're not even sure if these children are your children or not. im shalachem, if there's somebody else, a different man, hang is kach Yisrael. So Kodesh Baruch telling back to Yosheya, madach kla Yisrael, shein bonai, they're for sure my children, b'nei b'chuni, the children of my beloved ones, b'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. And therefore you want me to give them up? Like, how could I say, how could you tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give up Klal Yisrael? And Echod Mi'abo Kin Yoneinu Shekanisi Bi'olami. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Shaya, Klal Yisrael is one of the four kinyonim, one of the four possessions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in this world. He was kind of like he owns. This is mother, you know he owns everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a special type of a kinyon here. Something special about four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. And what are they? Torah is one. Torah Kinyan Echad. The Apostle says, Hashem Konani Reishas Darkai. That's one. It goes on Limita Torah. That's called something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it. Rashi says, Kinyana means Chashuvim Be'enov. There's something, very dear in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, Likroisim Kinyan. To give it a name of a Kinyan means something you possess, you own. Ka'odam Shetorech Liknais Dovra Chavuloy. Just like a person, something you like. You like a car, you go out and buy a car. So that's just a muscle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like owns four things to show us these are four special things that he loves, as if to say he went out to buy them. So one is Torah. Next one is Shemayim Voritz. Kinyan Echad. The skies in the world. The Chassid Apostle says, Koine Shemayim Voritz. Beis Hamikdash Kinyan Echad is the third one. The Chassid Harzeh Konisa Yemini. Yisrael Kinyan Echad. Yisrael, that's the fourth Kinyan. The Chassid Amzu Konisi. So that's Kodesh Baruch Hu telling Yosheya, these are four special things that I have there in this world. And one of them is Klal Yisrael. The Yatzar Amarta and you have told me, Havirim B'yum Acheres, you want me to give up Klal Yisrael and take another nation? So the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave back to Yosheya, you did a wrong thing. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yosheya that Klal Yisrael did Chatoyim, so really what he should have done is been the style of Klal Yisrael. And instead of that, he told Hashem, take a different nation, and that was a success. Yeah, Moshe says, Kivan Sheyode Shechota. As soon as he realized that he did a chet, he did something wrong, Hashayah. Omad Levakesh Rachmim Alatzmoy. He got up right away to dive into Hashem, that Hashem should have Rachmonos on him. Be Nechapa, forgive me for what I did. Is Omolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told back to Hashayah, Asha'atom Levakesh Rachmim Alatzmocho, before you ask for forgiveness for yourself, Bikesh Rachmim Al Yisrael. Go ask for forgiveness for Klal Yisrael. Yavakesh Rachmim and Klal Yisrael, that what Hashem first told Hosea, Klal Yisrael did chatoyim, doing bad things, and because of that they deserve to be punished. So go be mispalel that should have rachmonis on Klal Yisrael. Shegozarti aleihem shalosh gezeros biavrucha, that I made three bad gezeros, Hashem told Hosea, because bavrucha means as you're the novi and the Klal Yisrael doing chatoyim, then because of the bad things they did, I made three gezeros. Rashi says, Sholosh Gezeros, Rashi says, Yisrael Dehainu Goyla. Hey, your first son that you had, Yisrael, that comes from the Lashon of Goyla, I'm going to put them, throw them out. They're different all over the world. For Loi Ami, the next thing is that they're not going to be my nation anymore. For Loi Ruchoma, they're not going to have Rachmanos on them. It's because of your three children, I was Gezer, three bad things that Klal Yisrael. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Hosea, go be Mispala now, and that I should take away these three Gezeros. Omar, so he stood up, Ubikesh Rachmin. Hosea started to daven to Hashem, should have Rachmonis, Ubito Gzeira. And he was robustly took away these three bad degrees. For his Cholabaruch, and now we started to give Christ Labrocha. Shenema, the apostle says in Hosea, for Hoya Mispa B'nai Yisroel Kachel Hayom. The count of Christ should be like the sand of the Yam, be tremendous amount of Christ will. For Hoya B'mokam Hashayom Olehem, Lo Yam Yatem, and instead of what I said before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, Lo Yami Atem, that Klal Yisrael is not my nation, Yom Alem, now it should be said, that B'ni, Kel Chai, they are my children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. B'nik Pesu B'nai Yehuda B'nai Yisrael Yachtav, everybody should come together, there should be back Klal Yisrael again. Next Pesuk says, B'zaratiho Li Boretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu like planted, when he spread out Klal Yisrael, he planted them in the world. V'richamti Es Lo Ruchama, and I have Rachmonis, and not that I said I won't have Rachmonis. And that's what you said, that is not going to be my nation. What does this mean? That's what the Pasuk says. We'll soon explain what the Pasuk is going on. Yeah, this is the end of the Pasuk, the end of the Perek Beis. Zratili Boris Rihamti es Loy Ruchoma, his Lahar Rahmas on what you said, Loy Ruchamti, for your Marti, it's the Loy Ami, that's what you said they should not be my nation, Ami Yatur, no they are my nation. Vuyomir Lakoi, you said that Akash Boch will still be the Hashem for Klal Yisrael. But Omer Rabbi Yechin, Oyle le Rabbonis is very bad for a person that's a Rabbonis, a leader, for a leader. Shem the Karevah says by Leah, whoever has to be a leader, it takes away from your life, will make you die early. Shein lecho kol novi v'novi, all these four nevuim we had before, shalakipach arba malachim v'yomav, that they all outlived these four malachim. At the beginning of the pasuk of the Hosea starts off that Hosea lived in the middle of four malachim, b'nei ziyohu yoysam ochaz yechizkiyoh, malche Yehuda. And then the pasuk says there were four Nevi'im here, and all these four Nevi'im lived out the lifetime of these four Melochim. So Mashma Novi is not so much of a leader, ruler, as a Melech is. So the more of a ruler, leader you are, it's Mekarevitz as Baila. Makes you be Meisa earlier. Shinem and the pasuk says, Chazon Yishayel Ben Ometz, HaShechazwa Yehud of Yishloim. They outlived these four Melochim. Omer Rav Yechon, Mifneima Zoch Yerovim Ben Yoyish, Melech Yisrael Limonis Imalche Yehuda. How come Yerovim ben Yoyish, he was Zeicha, that he, even though he was really a Melech from Yisrael, he was Zeicha to be included in the Malche Yehuda also? How come? Where it says Mifneisha like Kibbol Lashon Hara Al Omis. He did not accept Lashon Hara if somebody told him about Omis. So the Mori Ashim's Minolam Diyimni. How do we know the Pasuk talks about Yerovim ben Yoyish to be a melech from with the melechim of Yehuda? The pasuk says, "Dvar Hashem asher hoyel Hosheya ben Beri, b'yimei Uziyo yosam ochot Yechizkiyo malcha Yehuda, ub'yimei Yerovim ben Yoyish melech Yisrael." You see, right after it talks about the malcha Yehuda, right away it also says his name, Yerovim ben Yoyish melech Yisrael. So it includes him, even though he was the melech Yisrael, with the other melechim of malcha Yehuda. So the Mara Minolan the Lekibul Lashon Hara. How do we know that he did not accept Lashon Hara? Somebody told him. The pasuk says, "Vayishalach Amatzio Koyin Beis Kelm El Yerovim Melech Yisrael Leima Kosher Lecha." Hey, Amatzio sent a message to the king Yerovim Melech Yisrael that people are making things against you. They want to overthrow you. That's called Kosher Lecha. People are making want to overthrow the king. The pasuk says, "Kicha yomar omis becherev yomis Yerovim," and the pasuk also that's what they told Yerovim. The one that omis was the one that said, "We're going to kill Yerovim. We're going to kill you." So and Yerovim was not mekabel the lashon hara. Omar Yerovim said, "Chas v'sholem omar reis et tzadikachi." He was not mekabel. Didn't accept it. Mestama omis never said it. V'yomomer, and if you want to tell me omis did say this bad thing, ma'es aloi shchino amroloi. His zich only said a machmas nevua, the Shekhinah was telling him, but he didn't say it by himself. So the kids say, Yerovim, Yerovim ben Yoyish, he did not accept this Lashon Hara, that's why he was zecha to be included in the encounter in the Malcha Yehuda. Omer Reb Loza, Afilo b'shas kasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael, Zoicher es HaRachman, still he remembers to have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. Shinem when the Pasuk says, Klal Yisrael HaRachim es Beis Yisrael, like I won't have any more Rachmanis on Beis Yisrael. But the Pasuk still talks about Rachmanis, that's still the need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Drashi, Klal Yisrael HaRachim, Afagal de Pranusa Hu, even though he's talking about giving them punishments now, it kurehu metka shem rachman. Still, he mentions the word of rachman. Is even when he gives punishment, it's still given with rachmanis. We have Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mihachum, another pasuk. Kinisa eso lehem. Like, will I forgive them or not? Shrashi loshon slicha v'yitzmu metamo umliyo slicha kamitcher. Still, he's mentioning it. Will I forgive them or not? Even though it's saying I won't forgive them, but it's talking about forgiveness. Hashem still mentions the word about forgiveness. V'yomer Reb Lozem, lo yihiglu HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael. You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Klal Yisrael into exile? Lebein Umas, in between all the nations, elo kidei shi'itoysu alein gerim. Only in order that the gerim, there should be gerim. They said, if the Yidden would only live in Eretz Yisrael, there wouldn't be any Gerim. But now that the Yisrael are thrown upon all the nations, some of the people of the other nations will want to become Jews. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Uzuratiyo li boretz, that I will plant them in the world. Or I put them into exile, it says, Lashon Uzurati, I will plant them. Now, klum adam zurei, when anybody plants something, you plant measurements of seeds, elalahachnis kamakurim. You only plant like a pound of seeds to get back 20 pounds of tfuah. See, also, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted klai yisrael amanas to get back many, many more. In other words, that there should be more gerim. Rabbi Yechon, no, Rabbi Yechon says, Meachim, another Pasuk. Prichamtia esloi ruchoma. And the Pasuk says, in the end of the Pasuk says, V'yamate uloi ami amata. And you should also say, the people that are not my nation, I'm your nation. So Rashi says, Oysom, so hoyu meyami, the people that were not from my nation, goyim, yid bekul behem, they will become attached to us. V'yilililam, they'll also be from me for now. That's the end of this Pasuk. V'yachanti esloi ruchome, and uloi ami amiyata. The people that you said are not my nations, goyim, they will become my nations. Omer Rabbi Yechonah, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. My Nechsev, what the Pasuk says, Al Tal Shin Evel El Adoinov. Don't say anything there about a slave to his master. Ten Yika Olecha, maybe you'll get a klola for that, the Yashamto, and it'll be called an Oshem, it'll be called a sin for you. Nechsev, the Pasuk says, Dor Oviv Yikalo. There'll be a generation that they'll curse their fathers. The Yasami Lo Yevorach, and the mothers they won't bench. That's the end of this Pasuk. First, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, don't tell bad things about an Evid to the Odin, to the Master. Then it says there'll be a generation that they'll curse their fathers. For the Gemara Mishum, the Yoviv Yikalo, because they're going to curse their father. Yes, Imoi La Yivarach, they won't bench their mothers. Al Talshin, that's the reason why we shouldn't say bad things about the Evid, about the slave. Ella, what the Pasuk means to say is like this. Afilu Dor Shoviv Yikalo. A feeble generation that the kids will curse their father, and they won't bless their mother. Still, in such a case, even though they're doing such bad things, still if you have a slave, don't say anything bad to the master about the slave. And we know, how do we know such a thing like this? Mehesheya, we learn now from Hesheya. This was the lima we learned now from Hesheya. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Hesheya, you should know Klai Yisrael doing chatoyim. So what did Hashem do? He did a chet. He did something wrong. He spoke bad about Klai Yisrael. And really, he should have done was no. He should only spoke good things about Klai Yisrael. He should have asked Rachmanis. He should have said, Hashem, please forgive Klai Yisrael. So you see, even though Klai Yisrael did bad things, still you're not supposed to speak bad about an Eved to his master. Like that's the limit here also. Even though Klai Yisrael is doing bad things, you shouldn't talk bad about Klai Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Yishia, Ma'adich said, what does the Pasuk says? Stokos pizuroni b'Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch will spread out the stokos and Klai Yisrael. I mean, stokos the Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch did stokos, did something good to Klai Yisrael b'Yisrael. She pizuron lebein umas. That he spread us out, he put us into exile amongst all the nations. You should know something's good about it also. That's considered Kodesh Baruch did stokos, did something righteous to us. We'll soon see why. V'hainu diyom leihu mina l'Rabbi Chanina. This is what a certain min, an apikuris, told to Rabbi Chanina. Anan ma'alila minaychu. He told him, you should know, us goyim, we're better off than you. Ksiv b'chu, it says by you, ki sheishas chadoshim yoshu shom. That's the 6 months he sat there, and they were very bad to the goyim then. It's possible, malachim, right? Talks, I think, there about the six months, they were very bad to the goyim then. The Elo Mashenkin Anan, but the guy said us, Asinaichu Gabon Kamashoni, you Yisrael are living amongst us for a long time. We don't do anything back to you. We don't kill you out. So how come of those 6 months the Pasuk is talking about, the Klai Yisrael killed out the Goyim then? Oh Maloy, so Echanin answered back, Ritzernchu Yifulucho Talmud. If you want, I'll have a little Talmud come and answer you back. Yifulucho Talmud Echot. Is Nitzfaloi Rabbi Yoshia. So he brought over Rabbi Yoshia. Omele answered him back like this. Mishum d'loyadisu heichi. The reason why you goyim didn't wipe us out altogether, because you don't know where we are. But this is the chesed. Since Hashem spread us out all over the world, the goyim can't come and wipe us out, because they don't know where to get us. We're not all in one spot. Is loyadichu heichi tavdu. So loyadisu, you don't know where we are.
So Mela Hechi Tavda, what can you do? Tachlinu Kulu to wipe us all out. Lesnayu Gabaychu. We're all not by you. You can't wipe us all out. You don't know where we all are. My the Ika Gabaychu. I, the people that are, the Yidin that are with you, why don't you kill us? Koruluchu Machusik Ziyosam. Because if you only wipe out half of the nation, there'll still be the other part of the nation. Kriyasa will always still call your kings murderers. So that's why you didn't call us, kill us out. Not because you don't want to kill us out, but you can't kill us all out. And to kill half of us out is no good, because the other half of Kleisrom will always call you people murderers. But this crowned the apostle before him, that Kosh Baruch Hu did it stock, did chesed to Kleisrom by spreading us out all over the nations, so that the nations cannot come and kill us out. Omalei gafud rumoi, so I said, oh, bish, no, like the Romans, what they say over, boho nachtinen boho sakinen. They go to sleep with this and they get up with this. In other words, Kastadia, the Romans are trying to kill us out. They want to kill our Klai Yisrael, but they can't do it because they can't kill us out all at one time. But this vort, that they don't know where we are, they go to sleep with this and get up. It's on their mind the whole time, the Romans. Muratoni, Tony Rebbe Chia, my disciple, what the Pasuk says, I Elohim Heivin Dark, because Baruch Hu knows the derech. For who Yoda es Mekoyim, he knows the place. What does that mean? Yodei HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael, Sheinim Yechodim Lekabu Gzeres Achzor Yisedim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that when he puts Klai Yisrael into exile, if he put them into Edom, they'll give such mean people there that Klai Yisrael cannot receive all the bad degrees that Edom will put upon them. Lefikach, therefore, Higlu Oysam Lebovel. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make them go into exile to Edom, but rather he put them into Bovel. In Bovel, they weren't so gefelech there. V'yomer Rebbe Loza, lo'ihig la'kodesh Baruch Hu es Yisrael abovel. You know where Kodesh Baruch Hu put Klai Yisrael into exile after the first bayis into Bovel? El mifnei sha'amuka kishol. It's very deep, like a deep grave. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu put him into Bovel. Shu'ashi v'yifta misho maher. I'll be able to redeem you from their fast. Like the apostle says, from a shoal, from a deep grave, I'll save you. So, forget it. It's easier to save Shinem. The apostle says, miyad shoal lepodim. And mimavis agolim. I'll save you, I'll redeem you, and you won't be killed out. So that's why Hashem put them into Bovel, because from Bovel it was easy to save them. In Bovel, the way they spoke was close to the Lashon HaTorah was written also. So that's why they put them there. You won't forget your learning stuff is. His Bovel also speaks a little bit like Lashon HaKodesh. But don't forget, the Gemara is in Lashon Bovel. His name is Lashon HaKodesh, that's why Hashem put them into Bovel. They shouldn't forget their learning stuff is. We have Yechon Nomar, Rabbi Yechon says, you know why Hashem put Christ into Bovel? He sent them back to the place where they were, like where they're grown up. Shrash the base Uman, from the place where they're grown up, means Avraham, Meyokashtim Yotza. Avraham Avinu came out from Okashtim. That was in Bovel. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu sent back Klai Yisrael to Golus, into exile, back into Bovel, where they were raised. Moshlus, an example, Liyodim, Shekoyas Alishtoi. He gets angry at his wife. Leichon Mishagra, where does he send his wife? Lebeisimu, he sends her back to the house where she was raised, to her mother's house. Is here also, when Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry at Klai Yisrael, he sent them back to Bovel. That's where we were raised. That's where Avraham Avinu was raised. V'ahai no de Rabbi Alexander. This is like Rabbi Alexander said. The Yomar. Shloisha chosru limitosan. Three things were sent back limitosan where they came from, where they were raised. Where they planted them. Elohein, Yisrael, Klai Yisrael, like here. That Avraham Avinu was raised in Bovel. And now Bishas Golos Hashem sent us back to Bovel. Kesef Mitzrayim, the money that Klai Yisrael took from Mitzrayim, Vuksav Luchas, and the writing on the Luchas. Yisrael Hodi Amorin. Klai Yisrael, that's what just Kashmir is saying. That the reason why Hashem put Klai Yisrael into Golos Bovel, because that's where Avraham Avinu was raised. Kesef Mitzrayim, what about the money for Mitzrayim? Tirsiv, the Pasuk says, Melochim, Vayihi Bashon HaChemishis, Lemelech Rehovam, Ola Shishak Melech Mitzrayim HaYushlayim, that the king of Mitzrayim, Shishak, came and had Mechama with Yushlayim, and he took away all the money from Yushlayim. This is called even the Metchila, Klai Yisrael B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, took away money from the Mitzrayim, and later Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the money back to the Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Kesef Mitzrayim, Shebizu Yisrael B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. When Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they took all the money from Klai from Mitzrayim. Kedoshir v'yinatzlu es Mitzrayim. They emptied them out. V'vimei rechovim ol l'shishak melech Mitzrayim v'not l'skol oitzoris. At that time, the king of Mitzrayim came back to Yishlayim and took away all the oitzoris, all the silver and gold from Yishlayim. And ksav haluchas, what does it got to do with the writing on the luchas? Kedoshir, the pasuk says, v'yashavrem li'enechim. I will break in the front of your eyes. Tono, luchos nishtabru. What broke the luchos? Broke. But the oisiyos like came out of the luchos, out of tablets, and the oisiyos went back into Shemayim. And the oisiyos came back where they came from. As even though the Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, there's only the tablets that broke. But the ksav went back into Shemayim. Ula Oma always has another reason why the Klai Yisrael go into Bovel. Why was the Golos into Bovel? Kedei Sheyachlu Tomorim. That they should be able to eat dates. Rashi says, Yesh be Bovel.